Today on Flashpoints, we devote the entire show to Black August Special, produced by JRN The Block Report. We'll look back at Attica and the murder of George Jackson, but first we'll hear eyewitness accounts of a police operation inside KPFA yesterday that led to the violent arrest of a black single mom who was dragged out of Free Speech KPFA by a phalanx of Berkeley's so-called finest. I'm Dennis Bernstein with JR on The Block Report. The Night Report is off tonight. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned.
Yesterday between 1 and 2 p.m., at KPFA Community Radio Station, graduate of the KPFA Apprenticeship Program and black broadcaster, Nadra Foster was knocked to the ground by a number of Berkeley police, hogtied, arrested, and charged with assault on a police officer, resisting arrest, and trespassing after members of KPFA and Pacifica's management team called the police on her. Today is the one-year anniversary of a Black August special that we did together along with veteran broadcaster Kilu Niasha. Nadra is currently being held at Santa Rita County Jail with an $81,000 bail. For this report, we have tried to contact members of Pacifica's management team, including Pacifica Executive Director Nicole Sawaya. No one was available for comment. KPFA Interim Program Director Sasha Lilly said, quote, "I had nothing to do with this," as she expressed her strong feelings against how this incident was handled. Today we will talk to Gideon Foster, the brother of the police terrorism victim, Nadra Foster, as well as we will talk to broadcaster, KPFA broadcaster Waylon Southern of Hard Knock Radio, who was a witness to this incident. But before that, we're going to go to some audio that was taken from yesterday's scene so people can get a glimpse and kind of feel how the people at KPFA were feeling when this incident was going down. Waylon, can you talk to us a little bit about this disturbing incident that went down yesterday in the halls of KPFA?
I mean, it definitely was disturbing. I came in on a scene that I'm still trying to figure out. When I walked into the station yesterday, sirens were behind me and cops were in front of me. And the first voice I heard when I walked into the station yesterday was Anita Johnson. Very upset, very emotional, and for those of us who know Anita, she's pretty chill. And to get her emotional like that, I knew something was up. Immediately after that, I hear another woman screaming. I find out later that is Nadra, and she's screaming, you know, I'm pregnant, get off my belly. Anita is talking about, you know, why didn't anybody talk to us? We could have handled this a different way. And cops were already locking down, the downstairs area of KPFA where this was happening. So they weren't allowing a lot of movement. So I didn't actually see anything other than Nadra being taken out in custody, wrapped in what looked like a big black straitjacket. But I did hear Nadra screaming. I heard Anita yelling. And again, I didn't see anything, but it definitely sounded like something that was excessive and unnecessary given the circumstances. From what I understand, she was here in one of the studios, and management wanted her out. And I think that there probably were other ways that we could have resolved that situation before calling the police. I mean, this is a place where we report on police brutality. You know, this is a place where we hold police accountable for wrongdoing, and for somebody to willingly bring the cops into KPFA to handle something like that was just completely short-sighted. I mean, situations like that, like we report on all the time, situations like that get us killed.
Well, let me ask you something else. I know that this is a black-led management team. Also, it's a women-led management team. As a young person who heads up the hip-hop show, one of the most prominent shows right here on KPFA, what does it say about the safety in particular of young broadcasters of color? How does it make you feel as a young broadcaster of color? How does it make you look at the issue of single moms, knowing that Nadra was a single mom with two well-behaved children who came here often when she was knocking out different pieces and different work? How do you feel in general? What is the climate at the station?
In general, I just feel, like I had said earlier, that there was definitely another way to handle this. I do know that there have been trends, there have been decisions made that for people of color, especially people of color here at the station who have a mandate to bring in other kinds of listeners to this radio station. I mean, it goes in line with all of these other things that nobody seems to understand. There's no transparency around a lot of these decisions. Why was youth radio taken off the air? You know, why aren't certain people allowed on certain radio programs? Who makes these decisions? Who is empowered to call the police when there's a problem? Who decides who's banned at the station? Who else is banned at the station? Will they tell us when we're banned at the station? I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of things that happen here that are really hard to understand. One thing I do know is there's already Pacifica lawyers that are getting paid out of this. You know, and again, it's a waste of resources. It was a waste of time for all these cops to be here. There's like a dozen cops here, hyped up, ready for action.
What time would you say that this, can you just set the scene a little bit more? Like, what time did this occur and where exactly in KPFA did this occur?
It happened in the afternoon, maybe around 1 o'clock. I know that I was just coming from an interview with Umar bin Hassan at the Eastside Arts Alliance, which was scheduled at noon. And I came here straight after that. So it was probably 1 o'clock, a little bit after one. And it's ironic where this actually went down. It went down in a studio called Ujima. That's Swahili for unity. You know, I'll let folks just kind of dwell on that, marinate on that for a minute. I mean, this is something that's supposed to be the bastion of free speech. Yesterday there were a dozen cops in here, swarming like stormtroopers. And what sounded like excessive force, they handled a pregnant black woman in a way that that I felt was excessive. A lot of the people around me felt it was excessive. You had a lot of witnesses, programmers that were that are here on Wednesdays. You know, Ras Kadi, the host of Bay Native Circle, Malihe, who has the program Wednesday nights with Voices of the Middle East. So, you know, we were all talking about it after it went down. Like, we couldn't believe that somebody would call the cops into KPFA like that to handle one of us, you know, because it could be you, could be me, you know, just as easily as it was Nadra yesterday.
Where do you think that this needs to go? What do you think needs to happen?
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, there's a lot of things that happen here that I don't have a full understanding of, and there's never any transparency around it. And there also seems to be no way to hold people accountable for things that are perceived to be just wrong. And I hope that this is not one of those situations. I hope that we can find who should be held accountable for this, whether it's KPFA management, Pacifica management, you know, I don't know. But somebody made it okay for cops to be rolling into KPFA like that. And they took a pregnant black woman out of the station in a way that was horrific.
No doubt, Waylon, Hard Knock Radio. Yesterday, Nadra Foster was dragged out of KPFA station by over 10 to 15 police with 5 officers. She suffered a broken arm. She is now facing battery against a police officer, resisting arrest, and also trespassing. I'm on the phone line with her brother, Gideon Foster. Gideon, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. Can you speak about the mental state of your sister right at this current moment? What is your sister going through, and what is your family in general going through?
Everyone's real shocked. My sister is very traumatized at the moment. She's in a lot of physical pain, a lot of emotional pain. She's still sort of in shock just about the sheer violence of what had happened yesterday, and isn't quite sure why it happened. So my family and I were very concerned about trying to get my sister out of jail. Her bail is $81,000. which is quite out of our family's reach, and we're looking for any sort of help right now to try to help, I guess, get my sister out of jail and find out what exactly happened and why did those police officers feel the need to brutalize and victimize my sister like that.
Now, I know that you weren't on the scene, but can you tell the listeners from reports that you are receiving and that the family is receiving what exactly went on?
The reports that we're receiving is that my sister was at the station, and after finishing up some sort of assignment or work she was doing there, proceeded to call for a ride to leave the station. As she was on the phone, she was approached by a gentleman who asked, actually who demanded that she get off the phone, as my sister told him why she was on the phone, and she would be off the phone in just a moment. She was, as soon as she confirmed her ride, I guess the gentleman went upstairs and called the police and told them that they had a person trespassing on the premises. After that, the details get a little bit sketchy. I'm not sure. From there, I think maybe the gentleman tried to detain my sister for the officers or something like that. And I'm not sure from there to my sister being arrested, but I do know that my sister was definitely brutalized. She suffered a broken arm. There were over 6-7 cops on her, and they hog-tied her, carried her out like an animal, and I just feel like I'm in shock. I'm not quite sure what exactly happened. Those are the loose terms that I've heard.
For those people who do not know of your sister, I know that she's been working at KPFA for a number of years, and she was an apprentice trained by KPFA and also had a show called Elemental Roots in the late 90s. But she's also a single mother, in which many of the people know at KPFA to two well-behaved, I would have to say well-behaved, I've worked alongside them many times, two well-behaved daughters. What kind of signal does this send to the black community, also knowing that KPFA is ran by a black woman and just about an all-woman management team?
I'm not really sure what kind of signal they're sending out, but I know it's not a positive one. I know I'm glad that my nieces weren't there to witness that. I don't know what sort of effect that would have had, so I just praise God that that didn't happen like that. But I don't know what sort of signal is being sent. I would hate to sound like a naysayer or anything, but I mean, I'm not really quite sure. I'm angry right now, so I don't want to say things out of turn, but I'm not sure what sort of signal KPFA is quite sending. I mean, they say they're like a progressive radio station that stands for the community and so on and so forth, but a lot of their actions really don't seem like it. They seem more like a bunch of elitists.
No doubt. And I just also want to tie into a fact on the campaign that Nadra, as well as myself, is involved in, and that is to bring a black public affairs show to talk about the domestic issues of black people in the United States. We want to bring that show to this station. Some people at the station has accused Nadra of not her work. She wasn't here doing any work or whatnot. And even if that's true, although that may not be true, even if that is true, I just want to know, what do you think is her brother? And as a member of the black community in the Bay Area, what do you think about KPFA not having a black public affairs show that your sister could possibly work on? Although she's never been paid by KPFA and is volunteering, what does the lack of a black show and the lack of a venue for her to
produce? There's a lot. I mean, it says KPFA likes to say that they're a mirror of our community or whatnot, and you find shows about Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, all sorts of different ethnicities or whatnot, but you fail to have one show on KPFA that represents or speaks for the black community. So, you know, I don't know what to say about that.
Apartheid radio, no doubt, apartheid radio.
That's what I feel.
Well, definitely, Gideon Foster, is there anything else that you would like to get out there about this case or about, you know, your feelings on this case?
I would like to ask the community for any sort of legal aid, if possible. Anyone who might be a lawyer or know of a lawyer who might want to represent my sister in this case would be greatly appreciated. Maybe call KPFA and ask what exactly provoked this incident. I don't know.
Gideon Foster, we want to thank you for being with us. This, you were just listening to the voice of Gideon Foster, brother of Nadra Foster, who was a woman who was basically brutalized, terrorized by the police, which management called on her and dragged out of the station like an animal after she was hogtied. She's now facing three charges, one being battery against a police officer, resisting arrest, and also trespassing. Her bail is $81,000, and she is now at Santa Rita waiting arraignment tomorrow.
Suffering a broken arm.
And also with a broken arm. Thank you, Gideon, for being with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.